Well, good morning, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Colin.
Hi.
How's it going, man?
I'm doing good. We missed last week.
We did. I think our listeners might have been a little thrown off.
But we're back this week.
We are back. We're fresh. We're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
How was your Thanksgiving break, Colin?
It was good. I was ill the entire time.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Barely had an appetite.
It's been kind of nippy this week.
Yeah.
So
how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. Yeah, it was good. I love Thanksgiving, you know. It's a great holiday.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great traditions on Thanksgiving.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Had a good one. Thanks, man. Thanks for asking.
It's okay.
Well, everyone, we hope you're having a wonderful morning like we are. This is the Self-Help Half Hour. You are listening to 91.5 FM, Tufts Medford, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Answering all your questions, comments, and concerns.
Letting you know what's up, giving you advice, and a friendly shoulder to cry on. So without further ado, here is some Long Long. I'm going to start off with some Long Long, with some nice piano music.
Oh, the famous pianist?
Yes, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
生的鹅，是最平淡最简单的日常，面对面看着彼此拒绝事物，是最平静最安心的时光。我不喜欢你和别人发生的恶，是最暧昧最不明的隐藏，面对面看着彼此假装正常，是最可怕最恶心的事啊。
That was wonderful. Who's that?
Thank you, Colin. That was some Huawei with Nia Nia. And before that, we had some Long Long with Autumn Moon over Calm Lake. Long Lung being a very famous Chinese concert pianist, mm-hmm. and Huawei being a very up-and-coming Taiwanese pop star. So we're excited to have those two artists.
Both those guys in the studio with us today.
Yep.
Thanks, Long Lung.
Just kidding. He's not here.
That was wonderful. Yep. Right. You know what time it is, Brett.
I know what time it is. I know the drill.
It's
I know
dark.
The regiment.
It's cold. There's no heat in anybody's houses.
Okay.
Our bones literally ache with the permafrost.
Right.
It's time for a PSA.
Here we go.
Most days we would tell you how to keep warm in this tumultuous weather.
Mm.
Today, we're doing blackout emergency preparedness.
Very important.
Because what would you do?
I don't know.
If
I have no clue.
It was, I mean, in this frozen weather, if you just didn't have energy or power,
man,
or heat,
man,
or hot showers,
it'd be rough.
It would be rough.
Well, let's find out what we should do.
PSA: if the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Less than a day.
Like 3 hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? Stored water?
I have like a lot of soy milk.
I have some ice. How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared.
Mm.
In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This was a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow. That was very helpful.
I just realized how we are completely unprepared for a blackout.
It sounds like we got to make a trip to Costco later.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do that?
Yeah, let's get some big flashlights.
Let's get some big flashlights.
Let's get a 36-pack of flashlights from Costco.
Awesome.
Kirkland signature brand.
36-pack of flashlights.
Yeah.
And like a lot of Chef Boyardee, which is my disaster food of choice.
And absolutely no candles.
No candles.
That said, how would we... Oh, that's the point. You don't cook
We could
it.
Probably make a life hack out of this.
I'm completely unaware of
Are
what...
Are you in a blackout?
I'm completely unaware of what like a blackout situation would be.
Yeah.
I've been in a blackout for like an hour.
Yeah. It's... I think this is like a long-term blackout.
Yeah, clearly.
I feel like if that's happening... there are greater concerns to be had, you know?
Like if
any city these days has like a blackout for a week, that's...
That's like an extinction event.
Yeah, there's probably like a meteor or something.
And
yeah,
there's also like the whole 30 days of night kind of scenario.
What's that?
That's what if it's vampires messing with the electricity grid.
Ah,
in order to hunt people for 7 straight days.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still like the sun.
Oh yeah. I guess the only thing we have of this actually happening is in Alaska.
Right.
And it was all covered on film, so we know to expect it.
Right.
Next time.
Well, are like vampires deterred by light? Our lights?
Yeah. Well, no, you have to have like...
Isn't like sunlight?
You'd have to have like a tanning bed.
Ah.
And just stay in there for like 7 days.
A tanning bed.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or just wear something Catholic, I think.
I never thought... Right.
That's why I wear my bracelet.
Right. I carry a lot of holy water out with me. People are like, why are you always carrying your Nalgene? It's filled with holy water for vampires.
Also, yeah. I'm thirsty.
Should we play more music?
I'm dehydrated.
That was a great PSA. I think
my life.
We always do this. We always we always devalue these PSAs, but that's actually really important.
Yeah, this is actually the most important one.
That's a super important one.
Behind, you know, fire safety.
Yeah.
Actually, that's on the same point. Just be safe in a blackout situation.
Be safe. Make sure your home is secure.
Mm-hmm.
Secure.
Get some flashlights.
Get some flashlights. And all right, well, should we keep this music train rolling?
I want more music.
Want more music.
Who do we have next?
I was thinking we could play some more music from China and Taiwan.
I love that idea.
So here this next song is one of my favorites. Just a beautiful ballad by Jay Cho.
Ooh.
Jay Cho. Which is just probably like the biggest pop star to ever come out of Taiwan. He's a big deal.
That's really saying something.
I feel like he's like the Michael Jackson of Taiwan. Oh, he can do it all. He can sing, dance, he can do it all. Don't know if he dances, but he can sing like in a lot of different genres. Anyways, here we go. So we have Jay Cho with, here it is. All right. Tai Hong, means rainbow.
Oh.
Here we go. All right, folks. That was Car Sick Cars.
Tremendous. China's
coolest punk band with Mogul. Mogul. This means mushroom. Mushroom.
That was an incredible track.
Yeah, really, there's definitely some political undertones there going on.
Yeah.
Definitely. And before that, we had Jay Cho with Rainbow.
Is it Jay Cho?
Jay Cho.
Like Homer J. Simpson, or is it Jade?
Jay.
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 Okay.
Like short for...
The letter J.
The name that sounds like the letter J, but it has an extra A-Y.
So Jay Gatsby.
Jay Gatsby.
There we go.
That's the one. What is that short for? I have no clue.
It's just Jay. It's just his own name.
Is that all it is?
Yeah.
You ready for a life hack?
I'm ready for a life
hack.
Should
we do this?
I know what time it is.
It is time for a life hack.
It's 6:26.
Get your life together with these simple life hacks. You know what they say? The wise man once said, a life hack a day keeps the doctor away.
That's why we give people one a week.
We give one a... Right.
We're not trying to bring down the medicine industry.
No. Doctors are very important. We should all have a... have our doctor's numbers on speed dial.
Here's a fun fact.
Yep.
You know why people say an apple a day keeps the doctor away?
Why?
Because the seeds have trace amounts of cyanide.
Cyanide, yeah. Them.
And so the idea is that if you eat an apple a day, you consume enough small quantities of cyanide to build an immunity to the poison. So you would never actually have to see the doctor in your life. Because everyone back then was always poisoned by cyanide.
Cyanide was definitely a
top three in terms
17th
of killers.
Century problem.
Yeah.
Like polio and cyanide were like two things that people actually worried about.
Yeah, we didn't really care about those things anymore.
Yeah.
But back in the 1700s, when that phrase came about.
Right.
Very scary.
Exactly.
I didn't make that up.
Nope. Colin, you ready for a life hack?
I'm so ready for a life hack.
I have a question for you. Do you have a dog? Do you have a little puppy?
I used to.
You used to.
I'm aware of the concept.
Right, the concept.
And
I've
bought into your premise.
Here we go. A lot of busy dog owners have to hire a dog walker to come to their house and walk their dog during the middle of the workday. This is real.
Mm-hmm.
This is real. My brother and his wife have a dog. And a dog walker that comes like noon every day and walks the dog for 15 minutes. Because you know dogs have to get their exercise, right?
Yeah, you need two walks a day.
It's expensive. It's like weird. You have to let a stranger into your house. But with this simple life hack, maybe that can be avoided. Listen up.
Ooh.
So here's what you do. Before you leave your house for work in the morning, just get a harness and put a harness on your dog and just like hang him from the ceiling.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't even need to be walked because he can just like kind of flutter his arms and pretend to walk all day. He can just run around.
He'll be using all of his energy.
Yeah.
Trying to escape the harness.
Right. It's great exercise.
When he doesn't realize.
It's great exercise.
He's exercising the whole time.
Yeah. You can even like put him, like hang him from his ceiling fan and set it to go really slowly. So he just like spins.
Oh yeah! All day. So he thinks he's
and then he can walk.
He's moving.
And this is people don't know this, but dogs' paws are not sensitive at all, because it helps them with temperature regulation. So he won't actually know the difference.
Really?
He won't know the difference between hanging if he's hanging in your living room, or if he's or like in a meadow.
Suspended.
Yeah.
Or like walking along at the pavement.
Right. So that's a great life hack.
Here's the thing though.
Yeah.
So many a time I've gone, I'm not going to go to the gym. I'm going to lie in bed and kick my feet around for 15 minutes.
It's the same concept.
And my body will think that I've done the work.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten any skinnier in the 7 months I've been doing that for 15 minutes a day. Is this... are you really doing the same amount of exercise if your feet aren't physically pushing off the floor?
Well, I don't see the difference, to be honest.
And he gets a walk at the end of the day when you bring him down from the ceiling.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah.
What was I complaining about? Yeah. This is a tremendous idea.
It's a great idea. Your dog will love it. You'll love it. Your pocket book, your wallet will love it too. Please don't hang your dog.
Please don't. Please literally don't do this.
Please don't do this.
This is the worst idea we've ever said.
Don't hang your dog.
On this show.
Don't hang your dog from the ceiling.
Please, please walk your dog. Find a walker.
Don't do that. Should we read a letter now?
Where did you find that life hack? The internet?
The internet.
Okay. Right. You know what time it is. It just hit 6:32.
Oh, 6:32 is exact. Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
It's the write in.
The write
segment.
In. Here we go.
We should come up with a name for this segment. It's the letter.
It's the
from
letter.
From the fans. Every week, we like to listen to your thoughts, comments, concerns, hear what you have to say, get back to you with advice. This is the was it self-help half hour. So, obviously, y'all can help yourselves, but we're just here for a helping hand.
Between us, you and me, we have about 40 years of wisdom.
You know what they say?
Mm-hmm.
No man is an island. And other people say that every man is an island.
Ooh.
So, does that make us an archipelago?
Yep.
Or...
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know.
Maybe like you're an island and I'm like an island within a lake on your island.
Oh.
And I don't think there's a word for that.
A sandy atoll?
Is that an atoll?
I don't know.
Isthmus.
Here we go. What's this guy's name who's writing it? Wellesley.
Wesley.
Wesley.
Because Wellesley is a school.
Oh, yeah.
Can Wesley. We give him a last name?
Shingles.
Wesley Shingles.
Wesley Shingles. Okay. Wesley Shingles writes, "What's up, guys? Awoo!"
What's that? I don't get it.
He wrote, awoo.
Okay.
Bracket. Howl. So I thought I'd do him justice by doing the entire set.
Right.
Longtime member of the Wolf Pack and Doggy Clan here. And now you guys are doing questions. I couldn't miss an opportunity to get advice from Rover and the Dingo themselves.
Wait.
Rover and the Dingo? Those guys over on Somerville FM?
I don't get it. Why is he?
Is
this a joke?
My roommate has left me barking mad lately. If you know what I mean. We're hot-blooded American males and not adverse to having the odd tussle. But lately, we've been having fisticuffs of a mental variety.
Mm.
I'm a proud member of the Dog Pound and listen to your guys' show every morning at 6 a.m. But now Gary, my full-time roommate, part-time doofus, has been switching over to the relatively less dynamic self-help half hour.
Hey,
some dudes that lifted your gimmick straight up. What the hell? The hell, Wesley?
Wesley?
It makes me want to howl at the moon with general dissatisfaction at not being able to wake up with my favorite morning show. And I feel like less of the pack as a result. I'm having to go on the forums to keep up with the in-jokes, which is far too much work for a morning show. How do I tell this runt? Runt is like a pig term. That's not a dog thing.
No.
Wesley. That Mondays at 6 are wolf pack time. And not for this dreary self-help half-hour hullabaloo.
What just happened? What just happened?
Are you kidding me, Wesley?
Wesley.
He did that on purpose. He knows the fierce rivalry we have with Rover and the Dingo. 6 a.m. Monday mornings over on Somerville FM.
Okay, honestly, those guys are a bunch of lamos.
They're honestly like the lamest dudes in
the
world.
The dog thing is like weird.
The dog pound is... silly. It's not a real thing.
Grow up.
You're not part of any wolf pack. You guys like howl at each other in the streets.
Right. Those guys don't know radio.
They didn't know anything.
They just don't. They don't know. They don't play 20-minute classical pieces.
They just howl.
They just howl and play like cool
and give
music.
Each other fist bumps, which we can't see because they're on the radio.
They're on the radio.
They're on the radio.
Get a podcast. What? I think they're better. They'd be better suited for a podcast.
What should we? What should we name our fans?
We should definitely name our fans.
Because obviously, this guy Gary, who seems like a nice guy.
I don't.
He seems like a pro. First of all,
I like Gary.
Let's get to the advice segment of this section.
Yeah.
Just Wesley, Mr. Shingles, you're wrong.
Yeah.
6 a.m. is for the self-help advice half-hour podcast and not for the dog pound.
No. Yeah. Nope. Definitely. Greg. Was it Greg?
It was Gary.
Gary.
The roommate was Gary.
Gary has his head screwed on right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all for Gary in this story. So advice section over.
Advice section over. Pro Gary.
We're pro Gary. So I definitely think Wesley's problem is he's buying into a community. He's buying into a community, not into a radio show.
Some would say cult, but continue.
Some would say cult. I've heard it said. I didn't say it, but I've heard it out of other people's mouths. But we like to focus more on content in the hope that community comes later. We are dedicated to delivering you guys fresh content every week. Not like this weird universe that you have to buy into because like it's your life.
Live
your life.
That's exactly what we're saying.
So
it's your life. It's the self-help. You know, it feels like we don't have the pack.
No.
Because we're whispering directly into our listeners' ear.
Right.
And telling them, follow your dreams.
Right.
Within reason.
Exactly.
Do anything you want.
You know.
Within reason.
We're not some like...
We're talking directly to these people instead of hurting these masses.
Right.
Like those damn DJs over on Somerville FM.
Darn.
Do you think Rover and the Dingo sent this directly to us?
Remember when we were... you and I were playing some pickup.
This is war.
In Davis Square.
Oh, yeah.
And you and me, just, you know, playing some ball, as we do.
Yeah, pickup.
And then the Wild Rover gang strutted over and challenged us to a 3-on-3.
That was real tough.
Man, I've never been so angry in my life. My blood was boiling.
The thing that can get away with it.
Yeah. Ugh. We trounced them, though.
Are we still talking about pickup?
Pickup, yeah.
Okay, because they...
Pickup basketball.
They beat us up really badly.
Yep.
We definitely lost the fight that
we
came
We lost
after.
The fight after, but we won basketball.
We definitely won pickup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, Wesley, no thank you for writing in.
Wesley, please...
No thank you.
Mr. Shingles, please never write in again.
I can see why he was confused, because... our studio has the same mailing address as theirs, just in a different zip code.
Are we sure it wasn't just Rover and the Dingo trying to get one over?
Oh, they want us to waste airtime.
Gary,
airspace.
If you do exist,
yep.
Thank you so much for listening in.
Hey, Gary.
It's wonderful to hear from our fans.
Gary.
Anybody who's listening right now who wants to write in, you know the address. We say it every episode. Where you can write in and we'll read your questions.
Boom.
We can't wait to hear from more of you. And let's get the self-help half-hour ghouls.
Ghouls!
We can come up with something better.
Should we do a meetup? Why not? We'll do it later.
We'll talk about it later. We'll do a Twitter meetup.
We'll plan. All right, so should we play a few more songs?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm sorry. I'm still a little stunned, but we'll get over it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hey, 내 맘이 한테 내 바삐는 흑인 미군 여기저기 죽은 때도 이렇군 저렇군 내 눈가에는 항상 눈물이 고여 어렸지만 엄마의 슬픔이 보여 모든 게 나 때문인 것 같은 죄책감에 하루에 수십 번도 넘게 난 내 얼굴을 씻었네 하얀 비누를 내 눈물에 녹였네 까마 피부를 나 속으로 원망해 와오 와 세상은 나를 판단해 세상이 미워질 때마다 두 눈을 꼭 감아 아빠가 선물해준 음악이 내 혼을 담아 볼륨을 타고 높이 높이 날아가 저 멀리 La music It goes on and on and on
세상이 미울 때 음악이 날 위로해주네 So you gotta be strong You gotta hold on and love yourself 세상이 미울 때 음악이 날 일으켜주네 So you gotta be strong You gotta hold on and love yourself
시간은 흘러 난 13살 내 살색은 짙은 갈색 음악은 색깔을 몰라 바람불을 알려줘 난 음악을 인도해 서로의 기대요 외로움을 위로해 그러던 어느 날 내게 찾아온 기회 마이크폰을 잡은 난 어느새 무대 위에 다시 만나 달라 하며 음악과 작별해 13살엔 19 난 거짓말을 해야 해 내 얼굴엔 하얀 화장 가면을 써달래 엄마 피치로 노케 하지만 아빠는 안 되면요 내 나이 19 멈출 시간에 감옥 애같이 나는 애네 기대 너무나도 참혹 한 하루하루를 보내며 그들의 경고를 무시하고 음악이 그립다고 탈출을 시도해 No 붙잡힌 나는 밤마다 기도했고 드디어 난 이제 자유의 몸에서
I guess I can give you a little skit on life, I guess. Talk about the good times and the bad times. You gotta be able to blend both of those in your life. You have to know and you have to believe with all your heart that things will always get better. So just keep your head up, keep your faith, and be strong. Never let nobody tell you that you can't do it, because it can be done.
You're right, go. It's coming at me. What the hell?
What was that?
Who queued up Hounds of Love?
Who did that? I get it, guys.
Directly after Rover and the Dingo call us out on our own show.
Did they hack into our mainframe?
And then the Wolfpack signature song, Hounds of Love, starts playing. Heads. What else are they going to play? Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
That's it. That's the other person they could play.
The Cats and Dogs soundtrack?
What was...
Original musical score of...
Hootie and...
Air Bud.
Hootie and the Blowfish, maybe. Because Hootie... The Blowfish is a blowfish, but Hootie is actually a dog. A dog? That's a dog's name.
Lil Bow Wow.
Oh!
Ah!
Hope they don't play him. That would be the worst.
Wow.
All right.
Let's go, Ghouls.
It's 6:48. You know exactly what time it is.
I know exactly what time it is. It's 6:48 is this time.
Mm-hmm.
What time is it?
It's 6:48. And that means...
Boom.
Fortune cookie time.
Fortune cookie time.
At the end of every week. You know, we could do horoscopes.
No.
We could do fortune readings. We could bring in a medium.
Like palm readings?
That's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah. Medium.
We could buy some tarot cards.
Right.
But we prefer to start off people's week with something we can get naturally from eating food during the weekend.
Right. And I don't mess with mysticism and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It scares me. One wrong move and suddenly you're a newt. So
that's the worst. I hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fortune cookies definitely are the...
They're the way to go.
Yeah.
Harmless.
They're the purest form
right.
of future telling.
You could choke, mm-hmm. I guess, but... No.
This week's comes from a fortune cookie. Yeah.
Unwrap it.
I got it right here.
Unwrap it.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, some crumbs. Got some crumbs.
Oh, no. Don't tell the station director. Am I right?
You have a quiet and unobtrusive nature.
Okay.
I'll kill you, Dingo. How are you doing this?
Dingo.
How did they sneak into the place this week?
Those dingoes and their gang.
Dingo and Rover. It's got to be them, right?
It's got to be them.
I'm known for having specifically a quite competitive nature.
Yeah.
I'm obtrusive as hell.
You're so obtrusive. You stand in doorways.
Mm-hmm. I've got wide shoulders.
Wide shoulders.
And a deep voice.
Low center of gravity.
And I use them. I'm very hard to be pushed off my...
No, yeah.
To be pushed over.
Absolutely.
People try it.
Yeah,
I often just put my head down and walk in one direction.
I think...
Did you know that about me, Rover?
Rover. I think you're a little salty about, Colin's amazing post movement during R3-on-3 last week. You were hitting the boards hard.
I'm sorry I don't go around howling after every point.
Seriously,
Rover. The Dingo.
Jesus, Rover. Speaking of unobtrusive, Rover is unobtrusive.
Yeah,
the dude wears roller skates wherever he goes.
That, I mean,
that's that's like the most unobtrusive type of shoe.
Are we talking about, are we using the same definition of unobtrusive? Like, he gets in everyone's way with those roller skates.
Right. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay, I'm kind of done with those two right now. Let's do an actual fortune. Brett, do you have any advice you'd actually like to give?
Man. I guess, like, I could say something about forgiveness right now, but I don't know if I'm ready for it. I believe in being the bigger man,
mm-hmm.
but there are some times where I think Rover needs to apologize, specifically.
I had a nice quote this week that I think might help everybody out.
Mm-hmm.
A ship is safe in the harbor.
Right.
But that's not what ships were made for.
Yep.
So what I hear that and I think, stay in your harbor. Stay in your harbor, Rover. Because yeah. Come out to our harbor and you'll get wrecked.
Boom.
By the teeming floods of our followers.
Yep.
Literally clawing at the windows mm-hmm. of our radio station right now.
Right.
Okay, whatever. I'm done with him.
Yeah.
But I'm not done with you, Medford. This has been a wonderful hour.
Yep.
And this has been the self-help half hour, giving advice, questions, comments. This has been CCP and the Faust. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And as always, things got a bit heated. They got a bit real.
Mm.
But if we didn't learn something about ourselves this week. And we'd like to thank all of you for that.
Yeah.
So finally, before we sign out, we'd just like to say, Medford, we thought the world of you. Thank you, and good night.
I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I feel happy of myself.
Well, stop it.
One threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knock. Jailbird, sing, let it rock. Everybody, let it rock. Everybody in old cell block was dancing to the jailhouse rock. Spider Murphy played his inner saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. The drummer boy from Illinois would crash, boom, bang. The whole rhythm section was a purple. Was dancing to the jailhouse rock.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.